I'd like to invite the children to come up and spend a couple minutes with me, please. Wow, you look serious. Go Eagles. You look great, Mariah. Anybody else coming up today? All right. Well, Mariah, tell us about your outfit today.
It's the Super Bowl.
It's the Super Bowl. Yes, that's wonderful. Hey, I wanted to ask you a question. When you're sort of watching the Super Bowl today, do you use an inside voice or an outside voice? Outside voice. Yeah. I could see that. When you're in the library at school, do you use an inside voice or an outside voice?
Inside
voice. So you know the difference between that. Why don't you all, with an inside voice, say good morning to the person next to you. Inside voices. That's pretty good. All right. Now, so we ask them to do an outside voice?
Yeah.
All right. How about you turn to your neighbor next to you and say, I'm glad you're here today in an outside voice. Go ahead. All right. I think they've got it. I think, Doris, you and George heard that, yes? Yes, so good to have you here today. Everybody hear that okay? There's a difference between inside and outside, right? And so we need to sort of know the difference because it affects our behavior, how we choose to act, whether we're doing an inside thing or whether we're doing an outside thing. Like, for instance, what's the difference between eating inside, say in your kitchen at home, and eating outside? There's a difference. Money's a different thing. Sure, you pay. You don't get charged for dinner. What's that?
Ants and bees.
Ants and bees on the outside. So there's a difference when you eat inside and eat outside. Yes? Flies, yes, sure, on the outside. Okay, you're getting it. I like that. You know, a lot of times it's fun to eat outside, but it requires us to look differently at things. We're still us, and we still, for instance, need to eat, but we eat differently when we're outside versus when we're on the inside. So inside and outside makes a big difference. And so when we think about things that go on inside our congregation of faith, we do things like worship together. We pray together. We sing songs together. We listen to God's word together. And we're sent out together. We greet each other as we come in, and we send each other out because the church here is not an inside church. We're really sort of an outside church who's gathered inside for a bit. But most of us, I sometimes come here in this room during the week, you know, setting something up or whatever. I don't usually see any of you here during the week because the church is meant to be outside. We gather inside for worship, but during the week, we're not here, are we? So this is our special place where we huddle together, where we prepare and listen and learn together so that when we get sent out on the outside, we're ready. Yeah? So, you going to be ready for the game today? You bet. And you're going to use an inside or outside voice?
Outside.
Okay. Well, good. All right, let's pray. Dear God, thank you that you give us a sense of when inside conversation is needed. It's the best. It's the most useful. It's thoughtful, respectful. And when outside voices are better. So we could be heard and our enthusiasm experienced. And so everybody, not just those near us, but across the room or across the field or across the town can hear what's going on. And so we thank you for giving us inside, outside. And whether we're inside or outside, you are with us all the way. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, Mariah. Thanks for being with me. And Miss Mary's going to have some fun stuff for you to do upstairs today.